Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4, part 2 of the D1 show, where I'll be discussing further about net neutrality and why it is a big problem that we no longer have net neutrality. And as always, if you like, dislike, agree, or disagree, let me know and let's get to it. Net neutrality is ultimately the concept that all internet traffic and data should be treated equally. You shouldn't have to pay more to access Netflix or YouTube or Instagram. All of these services should be free to you. If you want to watch porn for 12 hours a day, then that's your prerogative. Comcast shouldn't tell you what to do and where to go when you're on the internet. Net neutrality also has the notion that ISPs shouldn't block or slow down any content on the internet getting to any customer. The internet should be decentralized, open, and fair. There should be no regulators, gatekeepers, toll roads, and service fees. Now, let's talk about Ajit Pai, the FCC chair. He was appointed by Donald Trump and since day one had a mission to repeal net neutrality. His argument being that ISPs should not be regulated and be told what to do, and that it hinders competition. That net neutrality would slow down broadband internet and increase internet bills. His argument is that when the internet was initially being built, we didn't have all these rules and regulations and the concept of net neutrality, so then why have these regulations now? Well, to you, Ajit Pai, first, screw you, you dumb fuck. And second, I have to say, times have changed and you must acknowledge this. The ISPs are well established now and they are also content creators. What makes you think once this repeal is done, Comcast will force me to watch only NBC content and block me from watching Netflix and any other competitive content? Why should I have to pay Time Warner an additional $50 a month more just so I can access Facebook, YouTube, or Netflix? Who are you to tell me which sites I can go to for an additional fee? Now folks, and mind this is my own opinion, don't be surprised to see lawsuits against the decision from states such as New York and California and companies like Facebook and Google. The decision today has changed the way democracy is upheld in America. The internet as we know it today will not be the same. Don't be surprised if one day Time Warner says, hey, in order for you to access Netflix or YouTube, you need to pay for our quote-unquote premium package, which is an additional $70 a month. Or don't be surprised if one day Netflix or YouTube is super slow on your phone or your computer because apparently Verizon has a conflicting service that is a competitor to Netflix or YouTube. And if you don't like it, you can just go to another ISP. But then, what happens when you don't have another internet service provider in your area? And let me finish by saying this. Yesterday was a very unfortunate and historical day, not only for us as consumers, but for our democracy. I find it very disappointing and upsetting that everyone I encountered, especially people at my work, viewed yesterday as yet another day in the life of the rat race. No open discussion or concern about it. Not even care because they were so bogged down in what they had to do and what was concerning them only for today. You know, they were being selfish, I have to say, and very bogged down. Now, they might have supported the decision to repeal net neutrality. Maybe they don't mind, you know, not paying more for access to websites they use today. I just don't know, right? But for the majority of you, wake up, folks. Fight back. Fight for your freedom and the democracy you want to see. Don't just be another person in the crowd that just goes with whatever happens. You have a voice, use it.